Dave Moore on Today FM.
I've got actor Leia Murphy with me. Leia is, you're from Dublin, is that right?
I'm from Dublin, yeah.
Yeah, good woman. Just want to double check, because sometimes I say that, like our Shannon here, I call
some
her Dublin.
Some people have told me I don't sound like I am, though.
Well, you see, Shannon's like Dublin born, but lives in Kildare. You could be, you know, you could be, there could be any kind of mix of bits and pieces. Can I ask you a personal question to begin?
Okay.
You know, I didn't sign up for this. No, just about your name, right? Because a lot of people would see your name, possibly think it's Leia, but it's Leia. Are you in any way named after Princess Leia?
Yes, 100%.
This is fantastic news.
My dad is a big Star Wars fan, so
because you got away lightly then, because Leia was good. You could have been called Chewbacca.
Leia was good. My brother is called Luke as well.
Is he?
Yeah, my younger brother. And then the dog was almost called Chewbacca, but I was like, no, Dad, that's too far. Let's not go there.
So, of course, Luke and Leia are sister and brother in the trilogy, early trilogy. So that's amazing. That your brother's Luke. Is that, and who came first? You or your brother?
Me, yeah.
So Leia first, then Luke.
Yeah.
And just the two of you?
No, there's four of us.
Oh, was there any other Star Wars names?
No, that's it. That's it.
Then no Sidious or no. Would have been great.
Yeah, my mum was like, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. In fairness, Luke and Leia are gorgeous names. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about not your name, but about your acting, because you've done so much and you're in a new play called The Secrets of Primrose Square.
I am.
Will you please tell everyone the logic behind this? Because it's a very interesting premise.
Yeah, so it's based on a book by Claudia Carroll. And basically it follows the lives of three women living in this fictional Dublin square. Susan, she's a mother, she's played by Clelia Murphy. Then Melissa's played by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, their next door neighbour, is played by Marion O'Dwyer.
Brilliant. Three amazing actors.
It's a monologue play. So the writing is like very conversational. And you hear about like the trials and tribulations that they're each individually going through. And it's really like reading their diaries. Like they lay their thoughts completely bare for the audience. So it's like you're like a fly on the wall.
And when you say monologue, do you mean that each of you has a section of the play, an act of the play, and you do your monologue? Or are you together?
We're together on stage, but it's like individual pieces of text. But they kind of intertwine.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's fascinating. It sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, but I mean, look, the cast is amazing. Clelia people will know from Fair City, which of course they'll also know you from Fair City too. And Marion, like, she's been in so many things. Agnes Brown, The Draw. Yeah, serious heavyweights. How do you find that? Because it's three generations, I guess, is kind of how it's built, right?
Yeah, so it kind of caters to a lot of age groups.
Yeah.
But it does feel quite important for me to get it right, because it's like this play was supposed to go on in 2020 and then COVID hit. They did a streamed version, so the team are like really eager to get this piece in front, finally in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm stepping onto this like really well made ship, and I'm just sticking my little oar in and see where it's going to take us. Yeah.
And stage work is obviously very different to TV work and film work. How do you find the differences between them all?
Well, theatre is like really where I started out.
Mm.
I always feel like no matter how much screen work I do, and I've done a lot of that recently, I'm always feeling like pulled back to the theatre. Like that's where I got my roots, and kind of like that's where the whole inspiration started for me, going to see shows when I was younger,
right,
in the Gaiety and, you know, places like that. So it's really like special now for me to go and step onto that stage.
That's amazing. Yeah. So when is the play going to run and where is it going to be?
We're in the Everyman Cork on the 5th and 6th of September.
Amazing.
And then the Gaiety Theatre from the 9th to the 13th.
That's amazing. Like, what a run of two brilliant theatres.
Yeah. So. Only a short run. So.
Yeah, but two definitely two places you want to tick off that you've performed at.
Yeah.
Talk to me, though, about some of the screen stuff that you've done. So Fair City, obviously people will know you as Vinny in that for a long time. What's it like when you're doing something like that that's effectively day to day? Like, you've so little time, so little prep time for everybody involved, because soaps are just a different animal.
If I remember correctly, you got the scripts about a week and a half in advance of shooting them. So depending how much you had to do that week, it could be enough time to learn everything, or it could be like, oh shit, like I'm
struggling. So much to do,
But it really, like, that was my first really big screen thing, and it's like a baptism of fire because it's so quick and you're filming scenes in like 40 minutes, like it's bang, 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 bang. So it's a great like learning environment. You've no time to like doubt yourself. You just have to go in head first.
Mm.
And then there's people in there that have been doing it years, and you kind of chat to them in the green room and stuff. And it's like a family in there. It's run very
That's well. Great. And I've heard great things about it. Not good for people who've worked on it, but even people who worked on it as crew as well as cast. And everyone only has good things to say about it, in fairness. Yeah. And Clelly, of course, who's in the play, was also in Fair City too. You did Video Nasty, which was brilliant, by the way. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah,
I did. I really enjoyed it. Tell everyone, like, because I mean, that the premise of that movie, I think, or that series is so great. So, explain that one to everyone.
So, Video Nasty is, I didn't know what a Video Nasty was before I started. They were these list of 72 banned tapes.
We used to watch video on tapes, everybody.
Yeah,
you didn't stream things. You went and you physically rented
analog.
A tape. Yeah. And
yeah.
It was very exciting to go to a video shop. I mean, it's not something that...
Yeah,
like,
I used to go to the video shops now for the CDs and the DVDs.
That's
so it
right,
was like...
Yeah.
And we've got a set in the show that's TJ's Video Vault.
Okay.
And the set is just like amazing.
Yeah.
And that excitement of stepping in and, you know, picking out your stuff.
But of course, you only got the good blockbuster, the good approved stuff. But there were Video Nasties,
yeah,
as
so
they were called.
Yeah, so these were... The Video Nasties were sort of... B-roll, very gruesome horror films.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are very low budget.
Yeah.
And they started to become like kids were buying them and trading them. And so then Margaret Thatcher was like, no, put them on the list, they're banned. and then the two boys in the show, Con and Billy, who are best friends, they decide to collect them and they're on the very last tape. And I play Con's sister Zoe
yeah.
who hasn't really an interest at all in any of these films, but she wants to leave home and she hears that they're going to make a lot of money from these tapes. So she's like, I'm coming with you.
Because they want to go to England to get the final tape.
So they've got a pen pal over there. To get the final tape, but within that they start to get caught up in this murder investigation and the whole journey just goes really wrong.
It's very good, honestly. I recommend everybody watch Video Nasty. It's absolutely brilliant. You did Small Town Big Story, of course, as well, the Chris O'Dowd big production that was as well. So everything kind of seems to be ramping up and up and up, and then you come right back to where it all began, back in theatre.
Small Town was so much fun, and Chris's writing is just like, I was reading the scripts and I was just laughing to myself at home. Like, I already knew it was going to be funny. And then you've got great comedians in there like David Wilmot and actors. And it was just fantastic.
Brilliant. Right. The Secrets of Primrose Square is the name of the play you're in. There's a game we often play on radio called Secret Sound, right?
Okay.
So it's a classic. It's gone around the world a million times. And the game is very simple. Mm. I play you a sound. You try and tell me what it is. The hint, the clue in this little silly game is that these are all related in some way to you and your career. Some way, all right? Like, now, trust me, they're normal sounds.
Yeah.
Okay? So see if you can work out what this one is, right? Have a listen.
They better not be of me.
No, they're random, like, and they're not even taken from anything you were in, and they're just the sounds that are, trust me, when I say related, it's vaguely, but have a listen. Yeah.
That's just a tin can being knocked over.
Close. How could you relate it to The Secrets of Primrose Square or... Leah Murphy and, you know.
I have no idea.
Silly game. That is a metal watering can. Because I figured if you have primroses in Primrose Square, you'd need to water.
I see.
I'm saying they're loosely connected? Yeah.
Very.
You see where I'm going here, yeah. Okay, try this one.
It's like an ant with little boots on going up a hill.
It's just what you would do, I suppose, if you were mic'd up in any situation. You would be... tapping the microphone. You know, there must be boom operators and you're on set or when you're on the stage of the Gaiety at the Everyman, are you mic'd or are you using the
acoustics? Don't know yet if we're going to be mic'd or not, but I don't know. Do people at home,
we've done the most random, we literally would go like taking a rice cake out of a packet in the boot of a car. Someone rings in and gets it right.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, last one.
Oh, that's a VHS.
Yeah, there you go. I knew you were going to get that one.
I know that one.
Yeah, from Video Nasty, that is literally
what
putting...
What was the other one? Or are you not allowed to...
The other one was tapping the microphone.
And what's that related to?
Just the fact that you would be around microphones
here
now. And you would, it was it was badly related. Trust me. These are badly... But yes, you're right with this one. Yes. Spot on, putting a videotape into a machine, which I don't think you would have known had you not done Video Nasty. Would that be fair?
No, probably not.
Yeah, yeah. Very impressive. Yeah. Leigh, it's great to catch up with you. Best of luck with the play. It's going to be brilliant. The Secrets of Primrose Square in the Gaiety and in the Everyman. Make sure you get your tickets. Go along and see it. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Thanks a million for coming in.
Lovely. Thank you for having me, Dave.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.